President Obama is getting ready to speak to the nation tomorrow. He plans to lay out a strategy to fight the militant group known as the Islamic State, or ISIS. Today, he's invited top congressional leaders to the White House to consult. Now, last time the president wanted congressional approval for military action, it never happened. That was last year, confronting Syria over its chemical weapons. This time, Obama says he wants, quote, buy-in from Congress. As for what exactly that means, here's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
Buy-in is not a technical term. It's squishy. It could mean a lot of things, and that's probably on purpose. Here's President Obama on Sunday's Meet the Press describing what he's asking from Congress.
I'm confident that I've got the authorization that I need to protect the American people, and I'm always going to do what's necessary to protect the American people. But I do think it's important for Congress to understand what the plan is, to have buy-in, to debate it, and that's why we've been consulting with Congress throughout.
What the president actually needs from Congress is also squishy. Stephen Biddle is a professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University. He says Congress could be asked for legal authorization to wage war or money to conduct operations, but
I don't think they need to go to the Congress for money, and I don't think they're inclined to go to the Congress for some sort of declaration of war or new authorization for the use of force or anything of that kind.
As for money, House Appropriations Committee staff say there's currently enough set aside to handle ongoing operations. So what does the president want from Congress? It seems something along the lines of moral support.
The president's attitude is probably the more the better, but the worst thing to do would be to ask for something specific and then get rebuffed.
James Dobbins is a senior fellow at the Rand Corporation. He expects that in his speech on Wednesday, Obama will ask for congressional support, but he doubts the president will get specific or require it for further action against ISIS.
But I don't think the president will try to establish a criteria for this in his speech because, you know, then it's just a hostage of fortune. If you fall short of that, even if you only fall slightly short of it, then you appear to have suffered a rebuff.
This time last year, in very different circumstances, Obama asked for a congressional blessing to bomb Syria over the use of chemical weapons. It became clear the congressional support wasn't there, and ultimately diplomacy gave him an out. This time around, there appears to be bipartisan support for the current limited campaign of airstrikes in Iraq. But there are some critics pushing for more intervention, even possible airstrikes in Syria or special forces operations on the ground. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff wants the president to ask for Congress to authorize continued use of force in Iraq.
But I can see his hesitation with a Congress this dysfunctional. You never know what you're going to get. And so he clearly doesn't want to put all of his eggs in the basket of congressional approval. But Congress really needs to step up and do its job. If not on something like this, then I don't know what the Congress can be counted to do.
Schiff serves on the House Intelligence Committee and says even if the president doesn't ask, and he doesn't expect him to, Congress could on its own pass a war power authorization. Schiff expects that in the White House meeting today with congressional leaders, Obama will be getting a reality check about just what these leaders think is possible. Tamara Keith, NPR News.